His life in us. I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. John 5, verse 30. Throughout his life, Jesus had one purpose for living, to do the will of the Father. A fleeting glance at the 12-year-old Christ showed, I am about my Father's business. We have brief glimpses to show that Jesus came into the world to do God's will. Luke writes to tell us that the young Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favour with God and man. Christ never deviated from his sole life's mission, to carry out his Father's will. Christ readily laid aside his glory so that he could identify with the children of men. He willingly disrobed himself of his attributes of Godhead to live as a man. He came from above not to do his own will, but the will of the Father who sent him. His joy in carrying out his Father's will became his nourishment and great delight. John lets us know Christ's inner yearnings at the well in Samaria. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. While Paul attempts to describe the humility of our great God and Saviour, who being found in human form humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Christ never wavered throughout his life from the purpose for which he came. We read in the book of Hebrews, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. Oh, yes, from Genesis to Revelation we discover that it all points to Jesus Christ, the God-man, who emptied himself to become like one of us, to show us how to live. The life of Christ was not to be an expression of his own character and personality. His whole being was to demonstrate the attributes and character of the Father above. His words pointed to his Father. His teaching was about the very life of his Father. Even as he prepared for his death, he said, I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. Throughout his life, Christ identified with us so that we could be identified with him. Oh, it must have saddened him that Philip still did not understand after 3 whole years. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you do not know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Christ lived and talked and walked and prayed and demonstrated what godliness was. He demonstrated how man can function in perfect union and communion with God. He showed us by his own life that this was the way that God expects all men to live. His sinless life and perfect example demonstrated that in him we too can live godly. Oh, not in our own strength, for in ourself dwells no good thing. But in his strength and power and sufficiency, we can live godly in Christ Jesus. Now this is the score. God knows that fallen man can never, ever function in spirit and in truth by himself. God knows that our old sin nature makes it impossible to live as he wants us to live. So God sent Christ, not only to be an example demonstrating how to live, but so that he could become our life in us, so that in him we too can live godly in Christ Jesus. Because he was perfect, we could never copy his life, for we are not perfect. So the only way that we can live like Christ is to have his life in us. But in order for his life to become our life, he first had to pay the penalty for our sin. And only he could pay that penalty, for only he was perfect and lived perfectly. His perfect life made him the perfect candidate to be the one and only perfect sacrifice. His death paid the price for the sin of the world, including your sin and mine. His resurrection broke the power of sin in our life for all that believe on his name. And because the power of death was broken in us, we have his life in us. Throughout his life, Jesus had one purpose for living, to do the will of his Father. Throughout our life, we should have one purpose, to let Christ be formed in us, until it is not I that live, but Christ that lives in me.